The temperature is heating up, and so is the studio, because Susan Brown has just joined us for Talking Books. How are you?
I'm hot, cold,
I don't know.
One, other. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's actually a really nice temperature in here, because it's cloudy outside, so you don't get that sun baking in.
Yeah, and here's the weird thing.
I
know, there are many
weird
things.
At long last, here now is the weird thing.
It's not blazing hot in here right now. That's weird.
Right.
But also, as I was frantically driving what we call in the country, spitting distance from the library here,
right,
trying to make it. And I was emailing you. And I was like, I got to get his hotline and text him that I'm running late. You guys used to be much further away.
Yes.
And I was generally on time. You moved closer.
Yeah, we're like a minute and a half away from the library.
Oh, it's not even that
much. It takes longer to get from the library to the library drive intersection than it does to get from that intersection to here.
So you guys moved closer. I was like, I will never be late. I was never late before.
Yeah.
I'm late or nearly late now all
the
time.
Every single time.
It just adds to the excitement.
Yes, the excitement, the adventure. Everyone do not drive on Estes Drive between 428 and 432 on Wednesday afternoons. You're just taking your life into your own hands.
It actually makes me think of one of my all-time favorite movies.
Uh-oh. Wait.
Which?
Bullet?
I do love Bullet.
Yeah, good,
that
right?
car? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Steve McQueen,
it's a good
right?
car, yeah.
You made me forget. Oh, Broadcast
all-time.
News.
Oh.
Which I would think that you would love that movie.
You know,
I recently
saw it, and I was disappointed. I was expecting to love it a lot more than I did.
That opening scene, though, where she's racing for deadline, it's that great scene, and she ducks under a filing cabinet, and she grabs a video, like a VCR tape from somewhere. I love
and
that scene.
And she gets it on, like, 2 seconds to spare.
I rolled right in here.
That's good.
Nary a minute to spare. Anyways, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah?
So what's going on at the library? You've got coffee now, so you're like, super.
That's
super
part of why the state
up.
That I'm in.
Yes.
I am jazzed up. So, nerds rejoice this week. If you're nerdy about coffee,
yes,
we've got coffee there. And if you're nerdy about open data, we've got this big open data event coming
up. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday. Yes. So first on coffee, and it was funny because yesterday when we emailed to council that this was coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I told my assistant director, Megan, who's awesome and she's the project manager, I was like, by the way, as soon as we hit send on the email to council, WCHL is going to call you. She's like, from the press release? I was like, no, I think they monitor. Don't you guys do that? Or am I putting out some trade secrets?
On the email?
On like the council emails?
Yeah, we typically do.
Right?
Yeah.
And sure enough, we hit send and I go into her office. She's like, I'm waiting on a call from Blake Hodge. I was like, awesome. I knew that coffee would make news and you guys are on the beat.
Yeah.
So yes.
On the coffee beat.
On the coffee.
Although we
bean,
do have our, you know, we do have our spies and informers in the Chapel Hill Public Library.
It could have been fake news.
It could have been, yeah.
No, it's real news.
This is real news,
so
yes.
The word went out officially yesterday. We were waiting on all the contracts to be signed, everything to happen. And this morning, the first of our 3 pop-up coffee experiments started.
How did that go?
It went really well.
Yeah.
They weren't serving food yet, and they just had to spend a little bit of time getting their espresso machine ready. But I had a hot cup of delicious drip coffee at my management team meeting this morning, and they were there from, I think, 9 or 10 till 2, and every time I was by there, there were smiles and a small but moving line. So how this came about is if you look on our comment board, which is full of comment cards in our lobby.
Hence the cord.
Yeah. One of the number one things we get is this place would be great with coffee. What about a coffee shop? How about a cafe? When the building was first conceived, there was talk of a coffee shop, but that got ditched for some reason.
Yes.
So we decided rather than jump into it and say, yes, we're doing this, we said, let's try it and learn some things. So we contacted a whole bunch of vendors. We found these 3. And what we're going to do, this isn't like a Hunger Games competition to vote on which of these 3. I know, right? Lots of people have thought that.
Yeah.
We're not asking for, do you prefer vendor A over vendor B?
Okay.
We're asking more like, was there coffee here when you wanted it? How did the noise affect your experience? Did they have the items you wanted? So it's not about the vendor. It's about what we're trying to learn. And then we'll see. We might find out that nobody actually, buys the coffee. well,
maybe. I mean, there was a small but moving line.
Right.
So,
do we need to do something permanent, semi-permanent?
Right.
Could it be met some other way? We don't know. But we're going to serve coffee for a while, learn some things, and then go from
there.
That's
really cool. So where in the library is it? When you
walk
in?
Right in the lobby.
Right in the lobby, you walk in, there it is.
And each vendor is going to be different. So this first one is Carbro Coffee Roasters.
Yep.
They actually have a cart in there. They have an espresso machine. Next week is Cocoa Bean, I think.
Yep.
I'm not sure what they're bringing, and I'm not sure what Market Street is bringing. So each of them is going to do slightly different things.
Okay.
And we're going to learn a lot and be really well caffeinated
yes.
by the end of it all.
That's the most important thing, I think.
Yes.
Is for everyone to be running around the library like all hyped up on caffeine and ready to go. And the kids, I think, especially. Like, get the coffee into the kids.
Get it in them.
Yes.
Start them early. Yes.
They're going to get it sooner or later.
So that, and then open data. That's the other thing. So if you recall, it was last summer, the library led the effort of an interdepartmental town team to launch an open data portal.
Mm.
Too much coffee.
Comment board.
An open data portal.
Data portal.
It was on our comment board. No, it was not on our comment
board.
The rain
in Spain.
The open data portal met the interest of several things. Mm. One is the town manager's interest in upping transparency and facilitating access to information. Council has long had an interest in more civic engagement. So we did this open data portal. And the idea is to say, here's this data that's public data, publicly available public data. We take out any personally identifiable information, but we're collecting this data, and here you go. Here it is.
Nice.
We're not ascribing any meaning to it. We're just saying, here it is. You
but this
might,
is for anyone to look at, research, run tests,
you could
whatever
research,
they want.
So there are everything from people create apps based mm-hmm. on open data, people convene problem-solving groups, people just learn stuff. People answer questions. People nerd out on it. It might go into a research paper. It might go into a solution to a common problem.
Nice.
We don't know. We're putting it out there and saying, this is what we bring to the table. Here's our data. You are welcome to it. Go have fun
like
with it.
Crowdfunding solutions to problems, right?
It
like
could
you
be.
Get the information out there and just let people go for it. And if they come up with an idea that's crap, well, that's fine. You know, we're no better off than we were before. But
right.
if they take that
they
idea and come up with something
with
really
the data.
Good,
yep.
then we're moving in the right direction. I like it.
And the library led it because we're that sort of trusted community neutral information source. But behind that is, the CIO for the town, that's the chief information officer or CTO technology. Anyways, he's this awesome guy named Scott Clark who had worked on open data in Cary. His department is technology solutions, and then every town department has gotten on board, and so each town department has a liaison, so we all work on getting data up there. So Saturday's event is really sort of an open house, open door introduction to open data.
Open data, open door,
data.
Open house.
Open to, open data,
data,
open house,
open house,
open door. There will be lots of coffee there. It's not quite a hackathon. It's not quite a coding day. It's not quite a summit. It's a little bit of everything. So Chief Blue is going to be our morning keynote. He's going to give a 15-20 minute talk about open data and policing and how instead of holding the data in, how opening up data and making it available helps engage in the issues around modern policing.
Awesome.
There's been a lot of national work on this. We will have a pretty basic intro to the portal, show you how it works. You can do cool things like make your own maps and graphs with it. You can download the data. We are going to have some folks who are involved in sort of civic hacking, coding, those things. They're going to come and talk about some of the things they've done. And then the afternoon, depending on who's there and how many, we're going to do some sort of an unconference to say, hey, you're interested in transit and you're interested in police and you're interested in planning. Let's form some teams and try to tackle some challenges or just form some questions and kind of do a little crowdsourcing, coding, unconferencing, camping thing. Cool. I'm going to be there with big, like the big wall charts and markers.
Yeah. This is so
cool. And
I'm
going to order
the
pizza.
Yeah.
And other than that, I'm there to learn
pizza, coffee,
from and with
right
these
outside.
People.
Yeah,
so
I love this.
If you are a noob to open data, as the kids say,
yes,
or you're a total nerd about it, or you're just curious, come for all of it, come for part of it.
The kids say those as well.
I know, right? Yeah. Yes, so coffee and open data. That's
awesome.
What's happening at the library in books.
Nice.
Books are still happening.
Books
at the
are
library,
still happening. Yeah, that's
which is why
I mean,
we're
that's,
here.
That's really cool. So I and the website, the portal, the open data, the everything. That's it's up now, isn't it?
Oh, it's been up. Yes, ChapelHillOpenData.org.
Yes.
Is that right? ChapelHillOpenData.org. Yes. and I'm just checking
furious
that.
Furious clicking
not,
like, of keyboard.
Click, click, click. Yes, ChapelHillOpenData.org. It's been
okay.
A really long day. I wanted to make sure.
That's fair.
And you can get on there now, and you can visualize data. You can build a map. You can explore the data. You can also suggest data sets. So that's part of the day Saturday is we're going to ask people, what are y'all interested in? So part of it is what we can get, what we can, you have to do quite a bit of work. You just can't say, hey, give me this database.
You have
to take out the information
and
make sure
all
the, I don't know, the pivot tables and the identifiers and the APIs.
You're just making up words
I'm not.
Now.
These are actual terms.
CPQs.
CPQs.
TW tilde threes.
The R2D2s.
Oh,
and the
yes, C3POs you got those. Right, right.
Have to be in order for us to get it on the portal. But what we'd like to know is we are working on things that we think are of interest and things that are sort of low hanging fruit. And we'd like to hear from others about what would you like to see on this.
R2D2 was originally the second project of taking research and turning it into development. It was R2D2.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I completely
Aaron
made
Keck.
That up. But that was pretty good for right off the top of my head like that. Cool.
Yeah.
So 10 to 4 on Saturday, head to the library for the open data, open door, open house, open portal, open event.
Yes,
and
come
get
for
coffee
some,
while
come
you're there.
For all. It's going to be super fun.
Cool. And the coffee is available from when to when?
Oh, jinkies, Aaron Keck.
Wait,
I can tell you.
It opens
each
at 9 in the morning.
Each vendor is doing, I think, slightly different hours.
Ah, gotcha.
So I think this weekend it's like 10 till 3.
Okay. So there will be coffee outside.
It's on the website.
Get the
yes.
coffee, go in, do the open data stuff.
Yes.
Come back out after an hour, get another cup of coffee, go back in, do more open data.
We'll probably have some coffee as well, but we won't have like a latte.
Yeah.
If you want a latte, go out in the lobby. If you want just
but if you want just a little, then go
right.
into that. Right.
Yes.
I'm excited about the coffee shop too, because there's a couple around this area, but there could always be more. So
it's, I mean, truly people, it's interesting because it comes out of the library's place. So people are, yes, some people grab and go. They come in, they get their books off the hold shelf. They totally do everything from home. They just want to grab their books and stuff. And of course, some come for story time with the kids.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if you've ever been to a story time, everybody needs to be well caffeinated. All of the grown-ups involved, staff, moms, the caregivers. But then there's a lot of people who come and work all day long there. They love the views. They love the Wi-Fi. They love the feeling of community. And they also want some coffee. So it's going to meet multiple interests and support a lot of different work there.
I like it. Okay, so we're talking with Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library. All of that cool stuff is happening. We got to recommend books at some point.
We do?
Do we?
Are we gonna?
Are we gonna? Do you have some?
No, I
Yay!
Could.
Okay,
I could.
All right. Because we were going to go with coffee as our theme.
Yeah,
and
okay,
I,
here's
okay.
what I'm going to do. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so
cool.
This is a common thing, right?
Yes.
People say, oh, you're a librarian. I want books about blank topic.
Yes.
Like I might come on the radio show. And of course, most weeks I have prepared thoughtfully. You can totally tell if you listen to the show. I have thoughtfully prepared and researched. But some days like this, when I've been going all day long,
right.
I didn't have research.
Of course,
I
that
might
frantic drive all through traffic to get from there
right?
to here, which takes up a big chunk of the day.
I'm just gonna let you in here. Ready?
Okay.
Dark secrets from the librarian trade.
Dun dun dun.
What we do when we are in a pinch and. I like that. We either aren't prepared or don't know, or we also might turn it into a teachable moment. We have some things we do. So one thing
I
might
say,
do,
hey, look over there, and then I'm going to turn around and you're going to be out the door. Like there's going to be a Susan-sized hole
no,
in the window
I'm,
there.
No. I like that, though. So yeah. What we might do is log on to this awesome database that you can get with your library card number through our website called Novelist. Novelist is awesome. It is the librarian's secret weapon, and it's for readers, too. It's actually right here in the Triangle area. It's awesome. So I go into Novelist, and I type in the keyword coffee.
Okay.
And it's going to give me books about coffee. Now, our catalog will do the same thing. Mm. Novelist is a little bit different approach, and it's almost all fiction. So I could also narrow it down, adult books on coffee. But okay. I get, if our topic were coffee,
yes.
and I had prepared,
yes.
I might recommend... A book that might come to mind is Black Coffee, an Agatha Christie novel
nice.
Featuring Hercule Poirot.
Yes.
By the way, I just watched Over the Snowy Weekend, the newer adaptation of And Then There Were None. It's
oh.
a British adaptation
yeah, yeah, yeah.
with everybody in it. It's really good.
Okay.
Very dark, but really good. I also might recommend, based on this... Coffee Talk, the stimulating story of the world's most popular brew.
I like that.
Which is like those one-off histories
yeah, yeah, yeah.
that we've talked about. And if you don't want to hop on the Novelist, you might also just hop onto our catalog
nice.
And search coffee.
Because that Coffee Talk, that's nonfiction, right? Probably.
That is.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That's
so it's not all novels.
It's fiction and
yeah.
popular nonfiction.
Okay.
But you could also do the same thing by just hopping onto our catalog and searching for coffee. And you can also limit it to different audiences. And you might get any number of books. And I was looking for one in particular. Wait with me out there. Wait, because we have books about coffee drinks and make your own coffee drinks. You don't have to do that now because we have a coffee shop
That's awesome.
At the library.
You know the best part about all of this is that I didn't prepare either.
I know.
So.
Right? And I'm really caffeinated. So I'm like, and then, but wait, it's a book by David Liss who writes this wonder. Here it is. The Coffee Trader. That was the book that
okay.
first came to mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in addition to the Agatha Christie and nonfiction books about the history of coffee and or recipe books of coffee that you would find in our collection for coffee drinks, David Liss writes these wonderful, rich, historical fiction books. And the one is that I would recommend is The Coffee Trader. And it's all about the history of commodities exchange. It's set in, I think, Portugal. You get Jewish culture. You get the coffee trading culture. It's
nice.
Like you think of the Dutch tulip trade, but with coffee. And it's very good. The book is The Coffee Trader by David Liss. He's also written lots of very just rich historical fiction.
Awesome.
He wrote A Conspiracy of Paper, which is also really, really good.
Cool. So
I'm done, man.
Awesome. That's great. That's all the recommendations y'all are getting out there. Because I didn't do much. But Novelist, how do you get to that website
yes,
again?
So you can get there a couple different ways. You can search our catalog for Novelist, and it's going to bring that up because we have cataloged all of our resources. You can go to our webpage and under reading for readers, for learners, what is it? My website guy is just cringing now. He's like, come on, Susan Brown.
It's right at the top.
I know. Under reading for adults or for kids, and we have a couple different ways to get to it. It's also within our catalog. When you search for a book, if you look over to the right, it'll say Novelist recommends,
oh.
and you can get... So
like if you like this book
yeah,
or if you like this topic,
and,
you'll also
right.
like these others?
And
okay.
Novelist is for librarians, by librarians, all about empowering librarians to help readers.
Love it.
It's great.
Very cool. Awesome. So head to the Chapel Hill Library website, do that. Head to the Chapel Hill Library, just in general, get coffee, get open data on Saturday from 10 to 4. It's going to be super exciting.
And one more thing.
One more thing.
Don't forget, there's still like 20 days to complete Book Bingo.
Book Bingo.
Boom.
That sounded like Nabisco there, didn't it?
Kinda.
Yeah, that's fine. awesome. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.